Diquark-induced short-range nucleon-nucleon correlations, and the EMC effect, by Jennifer Rittenhouse West. Diquark formation across a short-range nucleon-nucleon pair is proposed as the underlying QCD physics of short-range correlations, SRC, in nuclei. SRC pairs have been proposed as the cause of distorted quark behavior in nuclei. Experimentally observed quark momentum distribution distortions termed the EMC effect. The strong spatial overlap of SRC pairs brings nucleon constituents within range of internucleon QCD potentials, and any bonds formed, such as the diquark bond, affects their distributions. In this SRC model, diquarks form in the 3C3C right-pointing arrow-bark channel of SU, 3C, acting on valence quarks from highly overlapping nucleon wavefunctions. The most energetically favorable diquark is a valence U quark from one nucleon with a valence D quark from the other in a spin zero state, bound together via continual single gluon exchange and an attractive quantum chromodynamics short-range potential. Formation of a new scalar isospin singlet, UD, diquark across a NN pair is proposed as the primary QCD-level theoretical foundation for SRC models of distorted structure functions in a as greater than or equal to 3 nuclei. Contributions from the higher mass spin 1 isospin triplet states, UD, UU, and DD, are possible, with the spin 1, UD, diquark proposed as a higher mass but viable structure function distortion mechanism for the spin 1 ground state deuteron. Predictions are made for lepton scattering experiments on cubed H and cubed He nuclear targets, with implications for the coefficients of the three valence quark Fock states in the nucleon wavefunction. This was diquark-induced short-range nucleon-nucleon correlations, and the EMC effect, by Jennifer Rittenhouse West.